Good afternoon. It's 12:04. I'm Rod Rice with state and local news on KUHF. Meteorologist Lauren Wissenhunt is here first with the forecast. Afternoon, Lauren.
Well, hello, Rod. Tropical Storm Edward is weakening as it moves further inland this morning. Actually, the center is kind of getting a bit hard to pinpoint at this moment. The heaviest squalls are now over eastern Harris County at the moment, and it will continue to weaken today. Although heavy rain will remain a concern, a flash flood warning has been issued for eastern Harris County, as well as northwestern Chambers, till 1:45 p.m. Some of these could have already picked up a couple of inches already today, with additional amounts likely. 3 to 6 inches is possible today with some isolated heavier amounts. Also, a flash flood watch remains in effect for a good chunk of southeast Texas, including Harris, until late tonight. And of course, be aware of ponding of water on roadways, and certainly don't drive into water. As for the winds, haven't seen much just yet. I expect a good part of the day should be on the windy side, 25 miles per hour, perhaps up to 35 miles per hour. At the moment, it's 75 degrees in downtown, with heavy rain and winds out of the west at 24 miles per hour and gusts up to 30. This KUHF forecast is made possible by Bubbles Car Wash on Memorial Drive at Derry Ashford. I'm Impact Weather Meteorologist Lauren Wissenhunt.
Tropical Storm Edward so far has turned out to be little more than a rainy day with a name here in Harris County, but authorities were prepared for the worst and they remain vigilant. Mark Sloan is director of Harris County's Office of Emergency Management.
We're waiting for the storm to pass so that we don't put anybody at risk. We know we're going to end up with some power outages in isolated pockets, and obviously our power companies are coordinating with us to keep us informed of anything that's happening. We've got all of our law enforcement agencies in the county and the region working together to keep our roadways clear, keep people safe. We've got text and signs reminding people of the conditions. Then, of course, we've got our media partners that are also helping us put the word out to stay alert, be prepared, and do what's best for you and your family.
Harris County Flood Control District's Heather Saucier says that so far there are no reports of any bayous causing any problems in the area.
We are keeping a close eye on some of the bayous on the east side of the county, however, particularly Armand Bayou and some of its tributaries like Willow Spring Creek and Big Island Slough, simply because that area has received a lot of rain this morning and we are expecting more, and so we're going to be watching those channels very closely. We're also expecting more rainfall on the north side of the county as well, and so we will shift our focus over to Greens Bayou and then two of the smaller main stems, such as Hunting and Halls Bayous.
Associate says that district crews spent much of yesterday checking the 140-plus flood gauges that help officials keep tabs on water levels today. And Edward hasn't even done much to make itself noticed at either of Houston's airports. Jim Bell has that story.
Air travel didn't stop, but it did slow down some at Bush Intercontinental Airport. City Aviation spokeswoman Marlene McClinton.
Delays are running anywhere from 30 minutes to 5 hours. However, that depends on which airport you're flying out of, which air carrier, and where you're going.
McClinton says Hobby Airport has had only a handful of delayed flights and no cancellations, and both airports have remained open.
We do have beverage and retail service in all of the terminals. The roadways are clear to getting in and out of both of the airports.
McClinton says Edward hasn't really amounted to much more than a good rainstorm, and it's had almost no impact at the airports.
I know people are get nervous when you mention that we're going to have big gusts or rain or that sort of thing, but as I like to say, at the airports we do rain, so we can get the airplanes in and out.
Jim Bell, KUHF, Houston Public Radio News.
And as we deal with this first tropic weather here in the area, you want to know about the rest of the hurricane season, I'm sure. Hurricane forecaster revising his Atlantic forecast up a bit, now calling for a total of 9 hurricanes, an increase of 1. Former Colorado State University climatologist William Gray says 5 of the storms this season will be major. The forecast issued today includes hurricanes Bertha and Dolly. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in May forecast 12 to 16 named storms, including 6 to 9 hurricanes. I'm Rod Rice, and that's the Midday News from KUHF.